The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's Church for our service of home worship on this 14th Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. And so, as we come into the presence of God, let us open our hearts to Him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, font of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. So you, mortal, I have made a sentinel for the house of Israel. Wherever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked ones, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from their ways, The wicked shall die in their iniquity, but their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from their ways, and they do not turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now you mortals, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, our transgressions and our sins weigh upon us, and we waste away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 119. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Turn my heart to your decrees, and not to selfish gain. Turn my head from looking at vanities. Give me life in your ways. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for those who fear you. Turn away the disgrace that I dread, for your ordinances are good. See, I have longed for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Lead me, O Lord, in the path of your commands. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us live honourably as in the day, not in revelling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Speak to us, O Lord, and lead us in the path of your commands. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A question which has always preoccupied philosophers from the earliest days is, what is the purpose of life? Well, the answer revealed to us in the life and person of Jesus Christ is to love. Jesus is the personification of love, the divine love which he shares with us, a love that took him to the cross for our sakes, a love that was restored to us in his glorious resurrection, the love that we are called to show to others as he calls us to love each other as he loves us. For love alone has the power to transform the world. Love alone can build the peace that is the hallmark of the kingdom of God. Love alone can bring hope where there is despair and reconciliation where there is division. That is why Paul reminds us in his letter to the Romans, owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves has fulfilled the law. Experience, though, teaches us that loving others as he loves us is not easy. We are fallible and flawed human beings. When we feel threatened, we can become defensive. At times, our patience can be tested. We can suffer hurt at the hands of others, and we can find ourselves responding to it in a less than Christ-like way. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's talking about the occasions which will inevitably arise when there will be conflict among them, the times when they will feel hurt or slighted by the acts of others. He's teaching them how they should respond. Jesus told his disciples on another occasion, love your enemies as yourselves. And so our reactions in any circumstances we find ourselves should come from love. And so Jesus tells his disciples, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. In other words, conflicts between individual members should not be allowed to affect the life of the community as a whole. We should not gossip about what someone else has done to us. We should try and speak with them to resolve our differences peacefully and respectfully. This is the way of love. It is only if differences cannot be resolved in this way that first one or two witnesses, and then as a last resort, the whole community of the church should become involved. On the cross, Jesus gave up his life in love for the peace of the world. As his disciples who have answered the call to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him, we are called to do the same. We are called to put aside our own feelings for love of God and his people, to respond to all that sin against us with love for the sake of peace, the peace for which Christ died, the peace which is God's will for all his people. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the church be faithful in its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world, promoting reconciliation wherever there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Holy Land, and throughout the Middle East, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for the people of Nepal and Tibet, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the sustaining love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession book. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our second hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all so much for joining us, our family here in Gellyger, for our service of home worship this morning. It's been really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. And I do hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
In simple trust, Lord.